good evening, folks. Hey, let's this thing on. Tap, tap, tap. Welcome to episode 48 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I can't hear myself. Something's wrong here. Coming to you live on Thursday, May 6, 2010, from near the end of my rope. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. Well, for those of you planning to tune in late tonight, expecting a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program, but you're not going to, because there's a new mixing board here and it's sounding bad on the rebroadcast. But the archived program should be online by 10:30, and I hope to have the immediate rebroadcast re-enabled in time for next week.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, I said I was near the end of my rope. I bailed early on the Cubs game tonight. They're getting the poop beat out of them by the Pittsburgh Pirates, and you know how bad they are. The last I checked, it was 11-1 in the top of the eighth. The Cubs gave up 7 runs in the first 2 innings. It's grim. I'm not sure whether or not there'll be a Cubs report this week. We'll just have to see how I feel in about a half an hour. I don't know. I don't know. Do you know?
The cow says.
Yes, that's what the cow says. Well, let's chill. Let's listen to Joe Gibbs from the 500% Dynamite reggae compilation. This is African Dub, Chapter 3.
Thank you.
It is getting to be a silly season here at Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight, by the way. There's really not a lot of point in doing this if I'm just talking to myself. So I appreciate my audience. I hope everybody's comfortable, settled in somewhere cozy with something cool to drink or warm to drink, whatever your preference is. It's going to be a silly night. I feel it coming. I just feel it coming. This goes out to all my buddies, past, present, and future. You know who you are, but you might not know how I feel about you. Well, here's Bing Crosby with the Victor Young Band to tell you all about it.
Nights are long since you went away. I think about you all through the day, my buddy, my buddy. Nobody quite so true. I miss your voice, the touch of your hand. Just long to know that you understand, my buddy, my buddy, your buddy misses you.
Out to anybody with romantic longings for their buddies, like me. Let's see. Well, this is Clydie King. You've never heard of Clydie King? Well, that's okay, but you're going to hear of her now. This is Clydie, and this is her singing a little tune called About Love.
Oh,
Yeah, well, you know, that was Clydie King, and that was about love, and I don't remember what year that was from or what label it was on or any of that good stuff. You know, this Sunday is Mother's Day. Are you ready? Have you done your shopping? Because your mother's going to give you a grief whether you take good care of her or not, because that's what mothers do. This goes out to my mother. She's no longer with us, but I'm going to send this out to the great beyond. This goes out to you, Brenda. Was Brenda by the Cherokees, but you knew that. We forgot to take care of a little business at the top of the show, our weekly mystery theme. Let's see if you can all identify this. I'm pretty sure some of you can. Good night, Jim Bob. Yes, that is the theme from the Waltons. If you guessed that, you were correct. Reminds me of some years back during a extended period of unemployment when the 10 a.m. showing every single day on the USA Network of the Waltons became something of an addiction of mine. We're talking about in the middle part of the recently ended decade, the aughts. Those were the old days, not necessarily the good ones. This is Earl King from 1960 or 70-something. This is Street Parade Part 1.
Mm-hmm. somewhere out there, and I can hear a happy voice saying, out in there. It makes me want to celebrate. I feel good as that. And I want to get out the door. Yes, I do, in the open wide. A big time serenade. It must be a street parade. And I want a second line. Gonna have a good time.
How do you like that? It's not even Mardi Gras, and we're having a street dance right here in our little Bourbon Street on the Prairie. Hope you enjoyed that. I enjoyed that. This is Jackie DeShannon with her version of the band's The Wait. You'll remember Jackie. She had her big hits. They were Put a Little Love in Your Heart and What the World Needs Now. This is The Wait.
I pulled into Nazareth. I was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where can I find a bed? He just grinned, shook my hand. No, was all he said. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Looking for a place to hide. When I saw old Carmen and the devil walking side by side. Well, I said, hey, Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I got to go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Nothing you can say. It's just old Luke, and Luke is waiting on the judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend,
What about young Annalee? He said, do me a favor, hon, won't you stay and keep Annalee company? Take a load off Fanny, take a load for free, take a load off Fanny, and you put the load about
it.
Your cannonball now to take me down the line. Well, my bag is sinking low, and I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one who sent me here with her regards for everyone.
And if you're enjoying these interesting and odd covers that you've never heard before of songs that you're quite familiar with, you might like this one. This is The Peddlers from about 1967 with their version of The Last Train to Clarksville.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be there by 4:30 cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow, oh no, 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 don't be slow, oh no, 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 cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train. I must go, oh no, 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 and I must go, oh no, 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 and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville, I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have coffee-flavored kisses and a bit of conversation. Oh, no, no, and I must go. Oh, no, 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 and I must go. Take the last train to Clarksville, I must hang up on this phone. I can hear this noisy railroad station and I'm all alone. I'm feeling low. Oh, no, 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 I'm feeling low. Oh, no, 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 and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be there 4:30 because I made your reservation. Don't be slow. Oh, no, no, no. I won't be slow. Oh, no, no, no. Because I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train. And I must go. Oh, no, no, no. And I must go. Oh, no, no, no. And I'm never, never, never coming home. I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have some coffee flavored kisses, honey. Have a little bit of conversation. Take the last train. Take the last train, girl.
And that was The Peddlers with The Last Train to Clarksville. If you like The Peddlers, we've got some more of that. We'll feature that in some upcoming episodes of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I'd like to, again, thank all my listeners for tuning in again this week. It's very, very happy-making time for me. I hope it is happy-making time for you. Well, what the heck? I wasn't sure I was going to do this tonight, but I'll just wing it.
I don't care if I never get back. Let me run, run, run for the home. Even they don't win, it's a game. For it's one, two, three, strike, you're out of the old ball game.
Well, I already whined at the top of the show about how poorly the Cubs have been doing this week, getting swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates. You know, it's like a broken record, because this time last week I was talking about how the Cubs had gotten up to 500 and then fell apart and lost a bunch of games. And since last week, they were back up at 500 and then they let it all fall apart again. They do not want to be on the other side of that divide. I don't know why. All I can do is observe and complain. And that's this week's Chicago Cubs baseball report. Well, you know, we've got baseball, and then we've got baseball, and then we've got Warren Zevon. And I've kind of committed myself here lately to playing at least some vinyl every week. So we're going to hear something off of side two of Warren's album Bad Luck Streak in Dancing School. This is his song about very interesting. I recommend you Wikipedia the guy. This is his song called Spaceman about, Bill Spaceman Lee.
Supposed to sit on your ass and nod at stupid things, man, that's hard to do. But if you don't, they'll screw you. And if you do, they'll screw you too. And I'm standing in the middle of a diamond all. Sometimes I say things I shouldn't, like, and sometimes I say things I shouldn't, like, we'll be right back.
that was Bill Lee by Warren Zevon, and my father wants to know if the technical problem that is preventing me from doing the immediate rebroadcast of tonight's program is a toe stub. And you know what? I think we'll just go with that. That suits me just fine. Okay. So, getting back into the regular groove of things, you know what time it is. It's we always follow up the Chicago Cubs baseball report with this one thing right here.
WCFL Chicago.
And one of these weeks I'm going to get that audio file adjusted just right. It's time for the WCFL Big Ten Survey 40-40 song. That's the song that was number 40 in the greater Chicago area 40 years ago this week. And that's Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky. Number 40 this week 40 years ago in the city of Chicago. That was Norman Greenbaum's Spirit of the Sky. And, of course, this is from 1968, Mr. Clarence Carter.
What would I give for just a few moments? What would I give just to have you near? Tell me you will try to slip away somehow. Oh, I need you, darling. I want to see you right now. Can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away, yeah. Oh, I need you so. Love, oh love, how sweet it is. Tell you something now, how sweet it is. Now I know it's wrong, the things I ask you to do, but please believe me, darling, I don't mean to hurt you. But could you just slip away without him knowing you're gone? Then we could meet somewhere, somewhere where we're both are not known. And just can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away, yeah. I need you so. Oh, can you slip away, baby? See you right now, darling. Can you slip away now, baby? 'Cause I got to see you. I feel a deep burning inside.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. In our last episode, if you'll remember, in the office of the police commissioner and before members of the press, Chicken Man had leaped from the top rung of a stepladder, intending to wang his way through an open skylight in a dazzling display of his flying agility. However, as you'll also recall, the feathered fighter tripped on his left wing while climbing the ladder. Unbeknownst to him, this had caused a slight tear in the left wing, and as a result...
Up that way, winged warrior!
The winged warrior found himself winging backward into a closed window in the commissioner's office. Much later, in the commissioner's office.
Yes, commissioner.
Miss Helfinger, would you please bring your scotch tape and come into my office immediately? Thank you for coming. Now, would you please take the tape into that broom closet over there?
Certainly, commissioner.
Yes.
It's Miss Helfinger.
Come in, please. Would you close the door?
All right.
Now, may I have the scotch tape?
Yes.
It's rather dark in here, isn't it?
Yes, I have my cigarette lighter.
Oh, yes, that's much better. Now, if you would, Miss Helfinger, take this piece of tape. You'll notice a slight tear under the left wing.
Oh, yes.
Could you please?
Yes, there you are.
Thank you. Now, if you'll stand back, please. Oh, yes, that's fine. Thank you for helping. Are you smoking, Miss Helfinger?
No.
Strange. Something seems to be burning.
Oh, pardon me, feathered fighter, but I believe it's your other wing.
Yes, you're right.
Perhaps if you... that doesn't seem to be helping.
No.
Flap harder, wing warrior.
I'm flapping. Good grief!
Well, does this mean fried chicken in the commissioner's broom closet? Will the Midland City Fire Department reach the winged warrior before his goose is cooked? How will all of this affect the feathered fighter's vow to be fair to Midland? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
That was, of course, the late, great Rufus Thomas. We ought to have a chicken suit competition. We could see how Chicken Man fares next to Rufus. If you do some searching on the internet, you might get to see some interesting pictures of Rufus in his chicken suit. I don't think Rufus was a member of this organization, but you never know, because it's always surprising to me to find out who has been. Which has-beens were, and who were has-beens. This is our sponsor for the second half hour of Hinky Dinky Time Radio.
Amanda Ambrose, co-star of the L.A. run of Don't Bother Me, I Can't Cope. In concert,
if you owe me,
where at the Hollywood Palladium. Stadium for the L.A. Scientology September event on September 16th. Scientology, an applied religious philosophy, is sponsoring a huge gala concert with top Scientology recording artists such as Chick Corea on Polydor Records and Edward Baer, Capitol Records, and many others. It's a giant get-together with Diana and Quentin Hubbard speaking on the latest developments in Scientology and how to achieve success through its use. So be there. Get your tickets now for the L.A. Scientology September event at the Hollywood Palladium on September 16th. For ticket information, dial AWARE 73 or AWARE 74. That's AWARE 73 or AWARE 74. Call now.
Tickets also available at all Ticketron outlets, including Sears, May Company, Montgomery Ward, and Broadway stores. Get your tickets now.
Yeah, get your tickets now to the 1973 Fall Scientology event at the Hollywood Palladium. This is LeBlanc and Carr and some sappy 70s love music. And Carr and Falling. That's very pretty, and if you don't like it, that's just too bad.
Are you ready, Hizzy? Okay, here we go.
Thank you. gonna change my long, tall gal for a little short, fat. Then I'm gonna change the number where I live at. Well, say, I'm gonna wash my face, and then I'm gonna comb my hair. Oh, there's gotta be some changes made.
You mean today?
Uh-huh.
There'll be some changes made.
That was the Hoosier Hot Shots with There'll Be Some Changes Made. And this is Cal Jader and the Jackson 5's I Want You Back. Hey there, we're running a little long tonight because I need enough time just to squeeze in this request from my old man who's staying up late to listen to Hinky Dinky Time Radio and was kind enough to offer this suggestion, and it's a good one. This is Mr. Bill Withers with Ain't No Sunshine, and we're going to be winding things down right after this.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, I wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away.
You know, we do this every Thursday night here at Hinky Dinky Time Radio. So whether you're a regular listener or a new listener, good night. And join me back right here next week because it'll be another terrific show, I promise.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?